myself and the colleagues at 404 Media wrote this week. A Russian Israeli man gets on a plane in Denmark and ends up in LA airport. And when he gets off the plane, he's going through the normal border security processes, and CBP says, like, where's your passport? He goes, I must have left it on the plane. I don't know where it is. And so they put him on the side and they go to the plane and they check for his passport. He's not there. It's not there. They check the manifest and the guy's name's not on there at all. And they're like, this is really weird. They talk to the flight attendants and the crew there. And they say, yeah, we remember him on the plane, but we don't really remember him checking in. We remember where he sat. He was, you know, eating meals, having a great time, things like that. And then he get off. So this is like what's fascinating about this is, you know, post 9/11, we had a lot of different layers of security set up. You know, TSA stood up, CBP's expanded, all of these different processes to catch these type of things. And the fact that a guy can get on a plane in Europe and end up in the US with no ticket and no passport and somehow get in the US is fascinating to me. There's a level of failure all the way through the system for this all to happen.
So that's precisely what I want to ask you about. Is this nefarious, or is this just an across the board breakdown of security?
We don't know quite yet. So, you know, the criminal complaint is all of 30 pages, and it tells a very interesting story of a man who says he doesn't know where he was, doesn't know what he did for the last three days and things like that. So the law enforcement's still investigating this. It's entirely possible there's a number of kind of mental health and other issues that are at play here. It's also entirely possible that there's other aspects here. And so investigators are still working that. And when the criminal complaint came out, they talk about seizing the phone, right? So right now they're going through all of his electronics, seeing if he has any connections and things like that. The trial date is set for the day after Christmas. So we may get a little bit more detail of what the kind of how all of this played out. From an outsider looking at these kind of cases a lot, it looks like at the very least, if this was nefarious or not, there was still a failure, right? There should have been a check at the airport. There should have been a check at the gate. There should have been a check on the way out. All of the different things that need to happen, they were all missed. And so I'm sure there's going to be an after-action review of this.
How then do we get from where we were right after 9/11 to this? How do we get from there to this?
Yeah, I mean, listen, we have to put it in context. We've got, I think this year was the highest number of airport travelers in the record books. So we go through a lot of individuals who go through security, follow the processes and do that. But we do find, whether it's in inspector general reports by TSA or other places like that, there are instances where the security fails or there is a misstep there. And so a lot of this is, I imagine there is a team of folks right now in DC looking at this case and saying, where was the mistake? And I'm sure the Scandinavian airline folks are working very closely with the Department of Homeland Security to make sure this doesn't happen again.
Seamus Hughes is a senior faculty member of the University of Nebraska, Omaha at the Insight Center. JJ Green, WTOP News.